Martin Welty talking with Jack Briscoe. And Jack, at what point did you get used to being home for Christmas?
It wasn't until I retired it was after Christmas of 84, so it was around New Year's of 85 when I retired. So it was Christmas at home after that, but for like 20 years I wasn't on the road for Christmas.
Now, you worked a lot of major shows on Christmas Day, didn't you?
Yes, we were. As a matter of fact, Christmas was a very big day for the business, and a lot of times being part of Florida Championship Wrestling and Georgia Championship Wrestling, we would do a big show in Florida in the afternoons and then do the Omni in Atlanta on Christmas night. So it was a big day for the wrestling business. All the territories back in those days had their huge shows around on the Christmas night.
That's a lot of road time to be spending on Christmas, going back and forth between Tampa and Atlanta.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing there was airplanes, and we'd catch airplanes from here to, most of the time it was in Jacksonville. We'd do a big show in Jacksonville, and from Jacksonville it was just a short hop to Atlanta to the Omni, and home either that night or the next day.
What is your most memorable Christmas show, Christmas match?
Well, I think it was one that took place in the Superbook Dome in New Orleans, and my brother Jerry and I were did a show for Leroy McGurk and Bill Watts. Were partners in the territory at the time, and we worked against Ernie Ladd and Stan Hansen. And
Merry Christmas to you and Jerry.
Oh my God! Yeah, we were lucky that we survived that one. We were outweighed about 400 pounds, I think, during that one. But what made it all fantastic was my brother Bill went home to Oklahoma to have Christmas dinner with my mother and the rest of the family. And Mom felt so bad for us because we had to work that night that she sent Christmas dinner home with to New Orleans with Brother Bill. Brother Bill drove Christmas dinner to New Orleans, and he got there in time to go to the matches with us. And after the matches, of course, we all went down to Bourbon Street for a while and had a couple of hurricanes and went back to the hotel room and unloaded Bill's trunk, and it was Mom's home cooking from Oklahoma right there in New Orleans. And I had Christmas dinner that night cooked fresh from Mom, so it was a wonderful night.
How long of a drive was that for Bill from, was your mom still in Blackwell?
She was in Stillwater at Oklahoma State, that's where she was. And gosh, I think that was 7-8 hour drive, something like that. So
holy cow.
Yeah. But it was, the food was fabulous, just like Mama made.
Well, Jack, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. And I know you want to take a chance to say happy holidays to all the fans.
No doubt about it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks for all your years of support.